the kasha that the Ramban and some of the Rishonim raise on the sheet of Shisha Ribo, that if you really are comparing to Dikle Midbar, you should require much more than Shisha Ribo because of the Anashim Taf, and perhaps the Erevav. So we saw the Tazer Rosh suggests maybe in a Hanami, and Tosus answers that no, all we compare it to is that which is Mefurish Bekra. There's an interesting comment of the Rashash appended to Tosfos on Erevin Davav Amid Aleph Dibur Maskol Ketzad. The Rashash and Erevin Davav Amid Aleph, the Rashash there just suggests that Shishim Ribo is probably a little bit Lavdavka, because if our model is Dumid Didigle Midbar, after all, if you look in the count in Maloska, Bamidbar elsewhere, it was 603,550. So perhaps you really should require a population of 603,000 plus, as opposed to 600,000. In the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov, he points out that even though it's true, the actual count in the Midbar was over 600,000. The pasuk in Parshas Bo does say Kishesh Meos Elef Ragli Hagvarim Lamitav. So there is a round figure of 600,000, and maybe therefore 600,000 is Dafka. Anyway, the Torah often does operate with round numbers, so even if the actual population was 603,000 plus, it's reasonable that to the extent that there is a halachic koveya, it would still be 600,000. That's Maimar HaMuskar. I'm sorry? The Sefer Tiferes Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Zundel Kreuzner, who we've quoted before, in Chelik Beis. Yeah, Alex.
So
according
to the Rashash, is there any number to work with?
Yeah, the number would be 603,550. Right, so you have to check if that's the population. Okay. We noted last time that the classic Bali Plutza on this topic among the later Achronim were the Mishkanes Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim. Mishkanes Yaakov has a number of points in which he argues against the widespread use of community Erevin. One of them is the fact that he holds that you require, there's no such requirement of Shisha Ribo, to which the Beis Ephraim argues. There's a long discussion there about the Sugis of Asur Rabim that we'll be discussing in due time. And the Mishkanes Yaakov also has Ha'aris about the usage of Tzuras HaPesach, which we'll discuss in the correct time as well. Just to point out some highlights in the Mishkanes Yaakov and the response of the Beis Ephraim in Svaras. So aside from the number game that we alluded to last time and discussed a little bit, where the Mishkanes Yaakov tries to do the math and finds an overwhelming number of Rishonim who don't require Shishim Ribo, and the Beis Ephraim does the math in another way and finds an overwhelming number of Rishonim that do require Shishim Ribo, and you can figure out which of those Rishonim might cut both ways and may not be 100% clear. Be that as it may, but in terms of Svaras, Mishnah Yaakov has the following Svara. The first tshuva in the Mishnah Yaakov is Simon Kuf Kaf. So the following point is on page Kuf Ches in the standard pagination, which won't help you bar line people. Page Kuf Ches, Dibur Maskol Lagam. The Mishnah Yaakov there writes that it's not mistaver if you require Shishim Riba. So what does that mean? That during the period that Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, so the Machane was a Rishis HaRabim because it had a population of Shishim Ribo. And as soon as Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Shevesh Shekavshiv, Shevesh Shechoku, as soon as Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, now that population of 600,000 is dispersed throughout the entire land, and then almost instantaneously, there's no longer a Rishis HaRabim. So you go from a 40-year period in which you have a Rishis HaRabim to a longer period in which there's no Rishis HaRabim. So the Mishkanes Yaakov thinks it's not mistaver that you could have had such a strong and immediate change from a status of Rishis HaRabim to a status of having no Rishis HaRabim. So, why not? Okay, good. That's his argument. The Beis Ephraim doesn't quite say why not, but the Beis Ephraim, the first two in the Beis Ephraim, which was a response to Mishkanes Yaakov Kuf Kaf, is Beis Ephraim Archaim Simen Kav Vav. So it's Mishkanes Yaakov Kuf Kaf, Beis Ephraim Kav Vav, and then the Mishkanes Yaakov responds in Kuf Kaf Aleph, and the Beis Ephraim responds back in Kuf Zayin. But the Beis Ephraim in Kuf Vav, again, page 92 in the standard pagination, the paragraph that begins Umasha Kasav Raya. So Beis Ephraim points out, not so fast. In the Midbar, there were Shishim Ribo Anashim from age 20 to 60. But if you pointed out last time, there was a much larger population in total of all the people in the Machana, between women and children, and the Erev Rav, and then you had people who were less than the age of 20 in the Midbar who became of age during the Shemesh HaKavshu. So it's reasonable that when B'nai Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, there actually was a population of a few million. So it's theoretically conceivable that some of that population would have stayed together in a fashion that would have retained the Rishus HaRabim. But even if you don't say that, says the Beis Ephraim, Lamaisa, all the cities in Eretz Yisrael during the time of Yeshua were walled. And therefore they were Rishus HaYachid. With the exception of Yericho, where the walls tumbled down. But every other city had walls, so if every other city had walls, it was Rishus HaYachid anyway. So in Achanabi, there may not have been any Rishus HaRabim, because all the cities were definitionally Rishus HaYachid, if not because of the population number, but because they were walled anyway. Then the Beis Ephraim, going back, has another Ha'ara, that how could it be that Rishus HaRabim required Shishim Ribo? What about the Psukim in Nehemiah? So the Psukim in Nehemiah indicate that during the time of Nehemiah, there was rampant Chil Shabbos, specifically there was Hotzah, and Nehemiah initiated certain gezeros to stem the tide of Chil Shabbos and intermarriage and other bad things going on. The entire population in Eretz Yisrael during the time of Nehemiah, we know, was not so large. That was the taina against the Jews in that period, that most of them stayed in Bavel, and the population was in the tens of thousands. So now Mistabris says the mission of Yaakov, that Nehemiah would have made takanos to safeguard the Isser Hotzah if it was only an Isser Drabanan. If we're only talking about a Carmelis, there's no Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, so why would Nehemiah have seen the need so strongly to initiate Xeros to protect the Isser of Hotzah? That's Mishnas Yaakov's further argument. What do you say to that? So the Beis Ephraim says to that, well, first of all, even if the Jewish population was small, the entire population of the land may have been greater, and there were non-Jews also in the city and out of the city coming into the city, and we established last time that the general overwhelming consensus is that you count non-Jews towards the count of Shishim Ribo as well. So the fact that the Jewish population was minimal doesn't mean that you didn't necessarily have Shishim Ribo in total. And anyway, the Gemara tells us, Yerushalayim Omali Del Sesenu Ulos Balayla Chayavino Mishum Mishus HaRabim. So Yerushalayim anyway had this status where it, Lamaisa, wasn't a Rishus HaRabim because it was a walled city with Losos Nulos. So anyway, you slice it, it wasn't a Rishus HaRabim to begin with, and yet Nechemi made his Gveros, presumably because he was concerned about the Yisrael Rabbanon as well. I'm sorry? Right, good. He also was considered the Mecca Chamemka, which is clearly a Yisid Rabbanan. Good. Okay, so that's some of the back and forth between the Mishnah Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim, just to give you a little flavor of some of the more cheerful arguments they make. The Mishnah Yaakov says as well, still on the same page, Kufches, Dibra Maskel V'od Dibra Yerushalmi, he notes that there is a Yerushalmi that says that the Midbar always was and is a Rishus HaRabim. You'll recall, I think in the opening Chaburah, the second Chaburah, we noted the Gemara in Shabbos on the Vav Amid Beis that tells us there is a distinction between the Midbar in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Midbar during the rest of history, whereby during the time after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Midbar was a Rishus HaRabim, and the rest of history, the Midbar was a, well, take a step back. The Gemara distinguishes between the Midbar during the period of Yetzias Mitzrayim, plus Yetzias Mitzrayim of B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar, and the rest of history. The Gemara doesn't tell you which way the distinction goes. So Rashi there explains, as we noted in the past, that during the period when B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar was a Rishus HaRabim because you had your Shishim Ribo there, and subsequently there was no Shishim Ribo, and therefore it reverted to a Carmelis, a non-Rishis Harabim. So the Mishnah Siaka points out that according to the Yerushalmi, the Midbar always was Rishis Harabim. So you see, at least according to the Yerushalmi, you apparently don't need Shishim Ribo, because there's nowhere near Shishim Ribo in the Midbar during most of history. He points out as well that this may be, this Yerushalmi may be the source for the Rambam. This we did not discuss last time. But the Rambam in Perek Yudalet of Shabbos interestingly writes as follows. Perek Yudalet Halacha Aleph, Ezo hi Rishis Harabim, Midbaros V'ya'arim Ushvakim Udrakim Hamifulashim Lahem. Now the Rambam has a list of Rishis Harabims that include Shvakim, which is a platya, Drakim Hamifulashim Lahem, the roads that go into it, and also Midbaros V'ya'arim. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered, Midbaros V'ya'arim. The way Rashi understood the Gemara in Shabbos is just the opposite. The Midbar during the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Rishis Harabim, but the Midbar for the rest of history is not a Rishis Harabim. It's at best a Carmelis. So the Rambam didn't seem to understand the Gemara that way. The Rambam says that a Midbar throughout history is a Rishis Harabim. So the Kesef Mishnah raises that question. And the Mishnah Siaka suggests that maybe the Rambam source is Yerushalmi. It's at least conceivable, if you don't require Shishim Ribo as the Rambam doesn't, that a Midbar could be defined as a Rishis Harabim because it's an open area that the public has access to. So if there's no requirement of a certain number of people to make something into Rishis Harabim, so if it's an open area that the public has access to, that could theoretically be defined as a Rishis Harabim. That's the Mishnah Siaka's suggestion. That the Yerushalmi is indeed the source for this Rambam. Parenthetically, Rabbi Kasher points out, if you look in, there could be some of this is reprinted in the different Menachem, I didn't check, but in the end of the Torah Shlema in Parshas Yisrael, he has a series of Hashmatos, as he does after every Parsha, and one of his essays after Parshas Yisrael is about this topic of Rishis Harabim and the Midbar. So he points out over there that maybe the Rambam understood like the Pirkei de Lazar. There's a Pirkei de Lazar that says that the Anani Akava that surrounded the Machan and the Midbar constituted Mechitzos. We discussed this in a slightly different context yesterday. So if that's the case, that the Midbar was, the Machan and the Midbar surrounded by Mechitzos, and maybe Dafka during the period when there were Anani Akava and Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, then it had the status of Rishis HaYachid because it was Mukaf Mechitzos. And later on, when it was a makom hefker pasuach lakol, then it had the status of a Rishis Harabim. You have to then figure out, but then how is the machan of the model for doing the digli midbar? So we have to work that out. That's is suggested on some level to explain the Rambam. Okay, that's be that as it may. The Mishkan of Yaakov has another raya from Gzeira de Rabba on page Kuftes. If you want to take a look. We don't have time to spell it out now. Okay, so how is Shishim Ribo calculated if there is indeed a requirement of Shishim Ribo according to those Rishonim that have such a requirement? So if you take a look at Rashi and Erevin, Davavim and Aleph, the same Rashi that we've quoted many times before, Rashi writes, Rishis Harabim, Ir Shemitsuyin Ba Shishim Ribo. Ir Shemitsuyin Ba Shishim Ribo. That sounds like Rashi saying that the count of Shishim Ribo is not limited to any specific street in the city, but as long as you have a city with Shishim Ribo, then the streets in that city could have the status of Rishus HaRabim. If you look at Rashi again, so Ir Shemitsuyin Bo Shishimibo sounds like a city that has Shishimibo, the streets in that city could have a status of Rishus HaRabim, even if you don't have Shishimibo on a particular street per se. If you look in Rashi and Daf Nitesim and Aleph, Dibur Maskul Ir Shel Yachid, again, a Rashi we quoted before. Rashi, they write, Ir Shel Yachid, Shelo hayu nechnasin ba tamid shishimibo shel b'nei Adam. Lo hayu nechnasin ba tamid shishimibo shel b'nei Adam. So in Ir Shel Yachid is a city where you don't have constant entry of shishim ribo. So again, shishim ribo here in this Rashi as well is rooted in the city and not in a particular street. So a city without constant entry of shishim ribo is an Ir Shel Yachid. A city with constant entry of shishim ribo would be a Rishus HaRabim. So the emphasis is on the city, not on the street. The other thing you see from this Rashi and Daf Nun Tes, nichnasim batamid shishim ribo, sounds like the calculation of shishim ribo isn't limited to the official population of the city. As long as there are shishim ribo that access the city, that enter the city, even if they're not necessarily residents of the city, that would still count as shishim ribo. So theoretically, if you have people who engage in commercial activity in the city, who come in for business, even though they're not permanent residents, they would be included in the count of shishim ribo. That is more mefurash in the Ritva in a couple places. If you look in the Ritva, Shabbos Vav Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskul Ve'ezahu Rishus HaRabim. Shabbos Vav Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskul Ve'ezahu Rishus HaRabim. So the Ritva writes over there, V'had De'amrinan Sheyesh Ba'derech L'shishim Ribo. When we say that Rishus HaRabim has to be a derech l'shishim ribo, it has to provide access for shishim ribo. Lo sof davar sheyu kavuim bei, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have shishim ribo that are kavuim in that area. Ela shehu derech lehem, it's just a path for shishim ribo. So you don't need shishim ribo kavuim. It's sufficient if that area serves as a derech for shishim ribo. So that seems to be along the lines of this Rashi of nichnasin ba shishim ribo, but not that you need shishim ribo there per se. Sam?
This seems slightly different, though, because it makes it sound like there's, like, as long as it's accessible by 600,000 people, they actually
right.
mean that, like, they eventually have to come, or at least not, you would say differently than Rashi about Tamid, though, right?
Yeah, he's not saying Tamid, we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're correct. It doesn't, the Ritva could be read as, there is access for shishim ribo even if shishim ribo never come in. That's a possible reading. Correct. Okay. But the Ritva goes on 1 second as well. The Ritva goes on, and he brings a raya from Yerushalayim, and he says, Yerushalayim, so this line, at least in the Ritva, I think precludes saying that lalach in the Ritva. Then he says that Yerushalayim didn't have a population of shishim ribo, but rather lif'amim ba'im sham. There were times in which shishim ribo entered Yerushalayim. He derech lahem, and it was a path for the shishim ribo. Ki rochel lif'amim ha'isa, it was a center of activity. So you didn't, there were times, again, Rashi was tamid, the Ritva is not saying tamid, the Ritva is saying lif'amim, and sometimes you had shishim ribo that would come into Yerushalayim, and that renders it a Rishus HaRabim, that's what the Ritva calls a derech l'shishim ribo, even if you don't have shishim ribo, kvu and bo. Yisrael.
So accessible means that 600,000 people could be in the city at once?
So Rashi's lashon of nichnasim ba'tamid, shishim ribo shel b'nei Adam sounds like you actually have to have shishim ribo in the city. Derech l'shishim ribo of the Ritva sounds like there has to be the ability for shishim ribo to enter. And perhaps, as the Ritva modifies, you actually have Shishim Ibo at certain times. Yes. How do you know? So the Department of Transportation keeps records on how many cars travel on major roads. So you contact the Yerushalayim Department of Transportation and ask them how many people enter Yerushalayim.
So the question of ability of
able
to home versus how many people
wouldn't
go?
So the Ritva's law shown sounds like it actually has to happen before. It, theoretically, we'll see in other Rishonim, it may only be theoretical. If the formulation is just Derech L'Shishimibo, so it could be that even if they never come in, as long as there's the potential, the Ritva himself modifies that by saying that there were times that you did have Shishimibo. That sounds like what?
Only by Yerushalayim, though. Meaning,
he's saying Yerushalayim theoretically would have been Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? Because there are times that there is Shishimibo in Yerushalayim.
Right, but the proof, meaning, Yerushalayim was like an example case.
Well, Yerushalayim is one of the few cases we know about in Shas that was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or at least theoretically Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Amali Delsa Senu Ulas
Belayla. Right, but using that as an example doesn't mean that it's not about potentiality. I mean, you have to use actuality, not potentiality, because whenever you also have actually 600,000 people there, that obviously means you have the potential.
Why would you have to say that there were 600,000?
Because it's so obvious. Like, people go to Yerushalayim, like,
but once you establish, it would be sufficient to establish it to say derech l'shishim ribo, even without establishing that they're actually shishim ribo there.
Well, that's the beginning. End.
Okay, that's modified by the right from Yerushalayim.
Oh. It is a broader question. So when a Rishon brings an example, how much is that example limiting what he previously said, or just like details in the example itself?
Okay, fine. I'll just read you the lesson of the Ritva in Erevin. There was a Ritva in Shabbos. I'll read you the lesson of the Ritva in Erevin. I think it's a little bit clearer there the way I'm saying it. The Ritva in Erevin and Daf Nun Tes. As you take a look at the Ritva in Erevin and Daf Nun Tes, Sam, and then I'm going to read you a line in the Chidushei Aran and Shabbos. I think they say the same thing, but check if it's the exact same words. The Shita L'Aran and Shabbos and Daf Vav quotes from the Ra'ah as follows. Lav de'be'inan shishim ribo. It doesn't mean that you actually need a population of shishim ribo in the city. Ella sheyesh kan derech l'shishim ribo. You have to have access to shishim ribo. Kolomar sheyu regilin leilech sham anoshim rabim tadir. Sheyu regilin leilech sham. The norm is that you have anoshim rabim tadir. You have a lot of people traveling there on a regular basis. Kishishim ribo. Sheyu regilin leilech sham anoshim rabim tadir kishishim ribo. So the derech, which is Rabbi, means that you actually have a group of 600,000 people that are traveling there on a regular basis. And he uses the lashon of tadir as well. Again, the Ritva said lefamim, the Ran says tadir, so there may be a significance in that difference, whether it's sufficient to happen on a frequent basis or does it have to be on a constant basis. It's regilin, how we translate it as often, and tadir as constant.
That would be even in between the Ritva and Rashi.
You mean regilin is more than lefamim?
Right, but that's still often tadir.
Right, okay.
There was a Ritva.
The Ritva, no, sorry, the Ran has a lashon of regilin tadir. The Ritva has a lashon of oh, so I take that back, right? The Ran actually uses both. Right? The Ran says, Regil and Leila Shamanashim Rabim Tadir. Fine, so I take that back. So let's just contrast the Ritva's Lif Amim with the Ran's Regilim Tadir. Okay, I take that back.
Yeah, Lazarus, like, kind of like, he says that, oh, you don't actually need 600,000 people living there. There's
right.
people resume coming in, right. like your Yerushalayim, which is tuggier. So he might also be equating.
Right. So I won't read anything into Regilim versus Tadir. But Lef Amim sounds like definitely something less than Tadir. Right. And there was Vader and Ervin writes that the Regilim Sochrim Chayotiben. So you have the merchants coming in, clearly not residents of the city, but that's sufficient to add to the count of Shishim Riba. So, according to these Rishonim, as long as you have an area that provides frequent, or perhaps constant, access to Shishim Riba, even if you don't have Shishim Riba living in that location, Mikvias, that would be enough to constitute a Rishis Arabim. The Be'er Lach in that long piece in Shimim Hei Sisayin thinks that this ra'ah, or this approach, makes it easier to understand the situation of the Mekoshesh. Mishnas Yaakov already makes this point, that the Mekoshesh, according to the position, that he violated the Isser of Mavir Dalet Amos, Rishas HaRabim, presumably didn't do this in the presence of all of Bnei Yisrael at the time. It presumably was done in a slightly more private area, so it must be, or it's more mistaber, according to the Ra'ad, that if it was an area that the entire Machane had access to, and perhaps the Machane would travel through that area the next time they move somewhere, so that would be enough to make it into a Rishis HaRabim, even if there aren't Shishim Riba right there at that particular point. Sorry?
I'm for sure the Rashi and other people in quoting Rashi seem to leave out the word year.
Okay.
Is that they're just paraphrasing Rashi, or? I know there's a couple of the Rishon that are quoting Rashi.
It just says what? Rachav Shesh Esrei Ama Umitzuyim Vashishim Riba? So that could be a minimizing of the significance of year and the diyuk that we made, or it could be they actually understood that did differently. And we'll see other Rishonim or Beferish that that what's critical is the street and not the city. Okay. But that's what the Mishnas Yaakov thinks is correct, Bedas Rashi. Mishnas Yaakov is on pages Kufav to Kuf Zayin. That the Ritva and the approach of the Ritva is correct with Das Rashi, that you don't require Shishim Riba to be kvurim in the city. It's sufficient to have a city that provides access to Shishim Riba. He thinks that's more mistaber in the Gemara and Avav in Shabbos that we just quoted. So the Gemara distinguishes between the period that Yisrael was B'midbar and the period after Yisrael was Shruyim B'midbar. And Rashi there explains, as we noted, B'zman she'en Yisrael B'midbar chashiv rishis harabim. Now, when they saw in the Midbar, it was considered Rishis HaRabim. What was considered Rishis HaRabim? The Machane? If the Machane was considered Rishis HaRabim, that you don't need Rashi to tell you. That, you know, that's Pasha. That's the whole basis of Rishis HaRabim. So it must be Rashi's telling you, and the Gemara is telling you, according to this approach, that the area outside the Machane is also Rishis HaRabim. Has the area outside the Machane also Rishis HaRabim? Because that's the derech l'shishim riba. Right now they're camping here, but yesterday they came that way, and tomorrow they're going to go that way. So that area before and after the Machane is also a Shitha Rabban because it's the Derech, Lishishimiba, who are going to be, or just did, travel through it. And that's even that's an even more liberal, if you will, explanation than what we were going with in Rashi and the Ritva. Because all you see in Rashi and the Ritva, it's arguable, and what seems to be the case is that you need at least some evidence that you have Shish and Ribo traveling there, at least on a Lif'amim basis. According to Mishnah Yaakov, it sounds like even if it's not Lif'amim, even if it was on a one-time basis, it could still be considered Derech L'Shis HaRab. That's what the Beis Ephraim doesn't like. He says, if that's the case, then you could argue that every area in the world is going to be a Rishis HaRabim, because theoretically you could have Shishim Ribo traveling just about anywhere as long as the road is wide enough. But minimally what you see, what seems to be Shitas Rashi, and a little bit more explicitly the Ritva and the Ra'ah, is that even if you don't have Shishim Ribo population in a city, if there are Shishim Ribo that travel in the city on at least a regular basis, that would constitute a Rishis HaRabim. Michael.
I'm not sure if you quoted it then technically everywhere could be
Rishis
HaRabim, so could pass there.
The Beis Ephraim makes that point.
Didn't we say that the whole reason why the Rambam says that nowadays
right. The
Midbar is not Rishis HaRabim because it's not?
The Rambam says it is Rishis HaRabim nowadays.
The Rambam said it was?
The Rambam holds that a Midbar now is a Rishis HaRabim.
Where did it hold back when it was?
So maybe that was also Rishis HaRabim. That's what the Mishnah Yaakov says the Rambam may be basing himself on the Yerushalmi that doesn't have the distinction of the Bavli between then and now. Okay. And Rav Moshe thinks this is Shitas Tosis as well. Rav Moshe in Simon Kuf Lamed Tes Anaf Hey. If Tosis writes, Ervin Davov Dibra Maskel Ketzad, that's just a citation of Rashi, so I'm not sure if that's okay, leave that, forget that. Okay, so again, what we saw in Shitas Rashi, what seems to be Shitas Rashi in the Ritva and others, if you want to look, the Orzeru sounds this way as well in Simen Kuf Kavtes, Orzeru Kuf Kavtes. There's a Hashlama, Piskei Rid, number of Rishonim who basically presented the same way. So these Rishonim hold that Shishim Ribo is a calculation of the city, not necessarily a particular street, and you can calculate Shishim Ribo based on the people coming in, and you don't need the permanent residence. Rav Moshe writes in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes and Afei, that's the Tshuva and Chelek Aleph, that it's not misdaber to say, and we'll see soon those who shouldn't do say it, but he thinks it's not misdaber to say that you would require Shishim Ribo to be present or traveling through a particular street, because if our model for Shishim Ribo is Dumya Didigle Midbar, so you didn't really have Shishiriba traveling through any particular street or the equivalent in the Midbar. You had Shishiriba in the entirety of the Machaneh, but if you had Shishiriba in the entirety of the Machaneh, you didn't have Shishiriba in any particular road. You might have had Shishiriba in the Machaneh Levi at some point, but in terms of the roads or paths that people travel to in their respective quarters, in their respective part of the Machaneh, you didn't have Shishiriba traveling through any particular portion of the Machaneh. That's Ramosha's assumption. Ramosha thinks that in this regard, there may be a distinction between a local street, a street in a city, and a derech haholich mi'ir le'ir. That maybe when it comes to a derech haholich mi'ir le'ir, if you don't have Shishiriba in that particular road, it can't be called a Rishis Harav. I mean, the opposite of those akronim that we discussed earlier in the Ramban, that dafka of the derech haholich mi'ir le'ir, you don't need Shishiriba. Ramosha suggests that no, but derech haholich mi'ir le'ir, you need Shishiriba, and you need Shishiriba on the road itself. Because otherwise, where do you have Shishiriba? In a city, you have Shishiriba in the entire city, so then all the roads in that city may be considered a Rishis Harabim, as we'll discuss. But if it's an intercity highway, so then that's the only road to speak of. If you don't have Shishiriba there, then you don't have Shishiriba at all. Reb Chaim Ozer, in his tshuva about the permissibility of constructing an Erev in Paris, which is printed in Chelek Dalet of Achiezer, the fourth Chelek of Achiezer is published posthumously. So this is Chelek Dalet Simen Ches, tshuva from the 1930s, where Reb Chaim Ozer writes that he recommended that the Shoal discuss the matter of the Chazon Ish, who had already moved to Eretz Yisrael. And he writes that Paris is considered Rishis HaRabim, even though there's not necessarily any street that has traffic of Shishiriba, because the entire population of the city exceeds Shishiriba. So he assumes that as long as the population of the city exceeds Shishiriba, the city, the streets in the city will have the status of Rishis HaRabim, even if there's no one particular street that services Shishiriba. And then the rest of that tshuva, Chaim Ozer endorses the Chazon Ish's approach to intersecting streets in urban areas that we have discussed in the past, and we'll come back to again, Bli Nether, when we discuss Asurab. Okay, so Chaim Ozer makes that assumption that this position, that Shishiriba is calculated based on the city and not based on the street, is lehalacha. That being said, there are Rishonim that do seem fairly explicit that we evaluate Shishiriba based on a particular street and not based on the entire city. So this is the mashmos of the smack. The smack is on page Resh Tzadivav of the traditional edition. Not sure where you can find that. I guess you can search for the words. So Smack writes, Rishis HaRabim Hisratya Uplatya Perish Rachab Tezayin Amos. The Rishis HaRabim is a Sratya or a Platya which is 16 Amos wide. Ubekios Shel Shishim Rabim B'nei Adam Bokin Bo. And there is a bekias, a traveling, with an bekias with an ayin, there is a traversing of Shishiriba people, boken bo, in the sratya and the platya. Right, so it doesn't sound like you need Shishiriba in the city. It doesn't sound like it's efficient to have Shishiriba in the city. You need Shishiriba in the sratya and the platya, in the road itself. And then he happens to hold that Shishiriba includes Nashim Etaplafia Inyan, like the Tosas Harash, at least the Inami in the Tosas Harash that we mentioned last time, that he thinks Shishiriba is even more than Shishiriba. It's the number of people in a population that you'd expect to have with 600,000 men between the ages of 2060, so the total population, which could be, let's say, 3 million. this is the smack. But my point in the smack is that he says, "Rishis Rabbim, Hisrat Yoplatya, Bekiya Shel Shishim Rabbim, Shishim Riba Bnei Adam Bokin Bo," that the Bekiya, the traversing, is in the Srat Yoplatya itself. The Shishim Riba is in the Srat Yoplatya itself. And this is also the position of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in Eruvin Daf Vav and Aleph. And this is the position of the Sefer HaTruma as quoted in the Ramban and the Ran in Shabbos. The Ramban is on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph in Shabbos, the Ramban. And the Ran is Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph B'Daf Erif. The Ran is Kav Vav Abad Aleph B'Dapei Rif in Meseches Shabbos. The Ran there writes, quoting the Sefer HaTruma, Mipnei She'ein, this is talking about the permissibility of Hotzah, or wearing certain Tashitin B'Zman Hazeh. The Sefer Truma that was quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Gimel that we referenced previously. So the Sefer Truma writes, as quoted in the Ran, the Ran al Rif, Mimnei She'ein Hamavoos Rechavim Tezayin Amo. So our alleys, our roads, are not 60 Amos wide. The Od She'ein Ovrin Bahen Shishim Ribo B'chol Yom. And you don't have people traveling, you don't have Shishim Ribo traveling on our roads B'chol Yom. Ein Hamavoos Rechavim Tezayin Amo. The Ode She'ein Ovrin Bahen Shishim Ribo B'chol Yom. Now we don't have roads that are traversed by 600,000 people, he says, on a daily basis. That sounds like the calculation of Shishim Ribo is not dependent on the city, it's dependent on the road. If you have a road that has 600,000 travelers, then that would be a Rishis HaRabim. If you have a road without that number of travelers, even if that road is in a city that has the population of Shishim Ribo, it still would not be a Rishis HaRabim. Okay, that's the mashmos of the Sefer HaTruma as cited by the Ran. Just for the full picture, if you look in the Sefer HaTruma inside, the Sefer HaTruma the way we have it, which is on the Sefer HaTruma the way we have it, says Shulton ba Shishim Ribo. So Ein Mavoos Rechavim Tezayin Amo. The Ode She'ein Shulton ba Shishim Ribo. What's the ba going on? So it's at least not as clear that it's going on the roads. Sorry? It could be the ear. Now, if you're going to say it's the ear, it's not really modifying any reference to the ear. I'm sorry, it should be bow, and it should be, and we just talked about mevovos. So, it is no more likely, there's some incongruence in that line. If you have the Sefer Truma Lefaneinu, Shelton Bas Shishimi, there's something incongruous. So it's no more likely that it's going on the city than on the roads. I'm just pointing out that it's not as explicit as the smoother read that you have in the citation of the Ran. But minimally, even if you'll argue that it wasn't the position of the Sefer Truma, it does seem to be the smack, it seems to be the Rabbeinu Peretz, and it seems to be the Agur as well. Okay. The position of the... So we noted before, Reb Chaim Ozer, Lemaisa, Paskin, that as long as you have Shishim Ribo in a city, even if you don't have Shishim Ribo in a given street, that city has the status of Rishis HaRabim. The position of the Divrei Malkiel, the Lam Jerov, seems to have been misrepresented by the polemicists in both directions. Because there are two Divrei Malkiels. So, the Divrei Malkiel, two Shuvas. So the Divrei Malkiel writes in Chelek Dalid, Simen Gimel, as follows. So he's referring to the permissibility of making an Eruv in Odessa. Which sounds like had a population of Shishim Rivo. The Divrei Malkiel writes, Chelek Dalet Simen Gimel, the very last line in the Tshuva. That our practice of making Erevin in big cities, even where there are Shishim Rivo, is based on two things. Number one, there's no derech hamefulash, as we discussed previously from Shlomo David Kahan in Warsaw, that there's no derech mefulash, there's no road that goes straight from one end of the city to the other. And he writes, v'gam ki hashishim ribo mefuzarim b'chol ha'rechovos, that even though the population of the city is 600,000, but the 600,000 are spread out in all the streets of the city. V'lo yizdam in klal sheyelchu kulam b'rishus harab mechad. It never happens that all 600,000 people are going to be walking together in the same rishus harab. I think it means the same street. So you have shishim ribo spread out throughout the city, but you have no street that has traffic of shishim ribo. So there's an English pamphlet that you can download on the internet, written anonymously, called The Community Erev, which is written about the Flatbush Erev. So the anonymous Baal Mechaber of the Community Erev writes on page 26, page 22. It was the Masara through the ages that Shishim Ribo is dependent on a single street. And what's his source for proving that the Masara through the ages was that Shishim Ribo is dependent on a single street? The Divrei Malkiel stated when writing to the people erecting an Eruv in the city of Odessa, which had approximately Shishim Ribo, that the minhag is to erect Erev in even the biggest of cities because the Shishim Ribo is dispersed over all the streets. Okay, so that's nice. However, the Divrei Malkiel didn't write that in the end of Chelek Gimel. In the end of Chelek Gimel, the Ashmatos, which I couldn't find in the Bar Ilan. I don't know if they don't have Ashmatos. It's in the Ashmatos. That's why you need the real safer. So, right, or it's on Hebrew books also. So so in the Ashmatos, in the very last page of the Divrei Malkiel Chelek Gimel, Ashmatos to Simen Yutes, he writes that when you calculate Shishim Ribo, you don't require Shishim Ribo in one street. It's sufficient to have Shishim Ribo in the entire city. So this long-standing Masora that the Divrei Malkiel is a champion of only emerged sometime between Chelek Gimel and Chelek Dalet. In the other direction, the Yetzias HaShabbos, page Nun Hei, quotes the Divrei Malkiel as being of the position that you don't require Shishim Ribo in a street, it's sufficient to have Shishim Ribo in the entire city. So that was true in Chelek Gimel, but the Yetzias HaShabbos looks like didn't see his Tshuva in Chelek Dalet written later, in which he at least appears to have been chozer and supports the position that Shishim Ribo needs to be in a specific street. I think the way Rav Schechter says this, if I recall correctly, is that the Divrei Malkiel came around to supporting the position of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, that in order to have Rishus HaRabim, you have to have a Rishus HaRabim, a single street, which is the focus of everyone's travel. So in the Hashmat of Tefel Gimel, he basically dismisses such an argument, that even though it might make sense in Svara, there's no tradition, there's no Masorah for such a position, despite what it says in the English book over there. But by the time he got to Chela Dalid, it's only half a line, but it sounds like there he's more accepting of that position. Okay, looks like we're out of time for today. Next time we will begin Bli Neder with our discussion of Ramosha's position in calculating Shishim Ribo, and then we will move on to our next topic, which is Rishus HaYachid. You can see the new Mar Makomos. My plan is to talk about Rishus HaYachid, specifically focusing on how many mechitzas are necessary in our Torah to create Rishus HaYachid, and only once we have that knowledge will we then go back to discuss the sugyos of Asir Rabim, of Alim Mechitzta, and the sugyos of Delatos.